This conference is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. This is Vicki Follins from the Trademark Clearinghouse. Sorry for the technical issues that we had today, but we had some technical issues with the phone number and as well as the presentation. But in any case, we can start now, and today will be a webinar on .store. We have Nia Nayak, who's the Director of Channel Partnerships of Radix Registry, that will be presenting information on the .store Sunrise. But before we do that, we just want to let you know that you can post your questions via chat. They will be answered during the webinar, or we can send them through if we cannot respond directly to the chat. For those of you that have issues on the audio, you can join it normally in the upper left corner. Unfortunately, I also know that there are some issues there as well, so my apologies, but there is a recording and the presentation will be shared. I will first start with an update on the numbers on the Trademark Clearinghouse, some information on the Sunrise calendar, and then I will hand it over to Ms. Nia Nayak of Radix Registry. So where are we today? So the numbers in the Trademark Clearinghouse, we currently have over the 40,592 trademark records submitted to the clearinghouse. 44.5% of them are submitted for multiple years, meaning you can submit trademark records for 1, 3, or 5 years. So we still see that the majority, or almost the majority, submits for multiple years. 67% are registered by agents, meaning that the other percentage are submitted by trademark holders directly. The trademark records are coming from 107 different countries, or the trademark holders are located in 107 different countries, and the trademarks themselves are coming from 121 different jurisdictions. So we clearly have still a very global database in the Trademark Clearinghouse. And over 220,000 claims notifications were sent out to trademark holders. Here we mean the trademark holders. That can be the trademark holders that came directly or the trademark to the trademark agents and then pass it on to the trademark holders. And more than 370,000 ongoing notifications have been sent to the trademark holders. So again, you clearly see here that the ongoing notification is much more successful than the claims notification, and it's also due to the fact that the ongoing notification is perpetual for the term that you have your trademark record in the clearinghouse. As for the number of different scripts compared to last time, we see that the number of different scripts is not that high or is growing steadily from a Chinese perspective, but most of the trademarks are indeed Latin scripts. As for the active Sunrise period, so for those of you that don't know about our Sunrise calendar, you can find our Sunrise calendar on sunrise.clearinghouse.org. And you can see here that .store, .promo, .group, .salon, .autos, .motorcycles, .vip, .homes, .gmbh, and .lpd are currently in Sunrise. Over .store, I will provide or hand it over to Nia, who will provide you with information. And some of the interesting ones that are awaiting Sunrise, meaning that they will soon be in Sunrise, is .insurance.med.cube. So for those of you that do not have your trademark record but you want to participate in these different Sunrises, then it's best to go ahead and submit your trademark to the clearinghouse to get everything verified on time. And then with that, I will hand it over to Nia, who will provide you with more information on .store. Again, for those of you that want to have questions, please go ahead and ask your questions through the chat. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Vicki. Thanks for the introduction and, for introducing .store. And thank you, everyone, for joining us today while we introduce you to the all-new .store extension. I'm Neha Nayak, and I'm the Director of Channel Partnerships with Radix. So I'll take you through a brief introduction of what .store is all about, what it could mean for your brand and your business, and, of course, the interesting use cases for your business, helping you sort of catapult your market presence in, you know, the super competitive e-commerce space. So with that, let's get started. Vicki, if you could change the slide, please. Right. So before we get into the details on .store, just a quick overview about Radix, which is the parent brand behind .store. Radix is a new TLD portfolio registry with several top-ranking extensions under its fold. Out of the 8 extensions that we manage today, 4 are among the top fastest-growing new TLDs, raking up over 2 million domain names under management today. And the real kicker on top of all of this is the actual usage pattern and adoption that we've seen for these extensions. 5 of the top 10 most used new domain extensions are owned and operated by Radix. And this is a testament to the efforts that the team puts into actually building usage and adoption. With heavy and smart, you know, marketing spends on events, startup conferences, and several other end-user marketing activities. So we hope to be able to do the same with .store, invest heavily to create and build awareness for this new extension. Next slide, please. And here are the TLDs that Radix manages, a very strong portfolio of generics, including .online, .space, .site, and .website. And then we have a set of industry-focused extensions with press, which is for the media, .host, which is for hosters in the hosting industry, and .tech for anything and everything to do with technology. And of course, then the latest entrant to this group of industry-focused extensions is .store. Next slide, please. Which is the first ever e-commerce-focused domain name. Next slide. The rights to manage .store was won through a pretty intense auction against Minds and Machines, Donuts, Amazon, Google, and UniRegistry. And you know, these are the larger players in the new domain space as well. So Radix basically won the final bid to eventually manage this extension. And we're very glad that we did, because the potential market for the .store domain is immense. With e-commerce market as such booming, we believe that there is a slice of the pie up for grabs for a large and growing number of businesses, you know, mom and pop shops, startups, and a whole lot more. Next slide. So here's what the current market potential for the .store extension looks like. This is the e-commerce market and a few numbers that we thought would be relevant to you as brands and businesses. So in 2014, it recorded over $176 billion in online retail sales, with projected sales of about $480 billion by 2019. That's a 170% jump in the expected revenue and sales, and that's only for the United States. If you look at Europe, the retail revenue is expected to jump from a recorded $325 billion in 2013 to $534 billion by 2018. Next slide. And the outlook for this market and the industry as a whole is extremely positive across geographies, across countries, with a massive upside in what is expected in the near-term future. A study on e-commerce and shopping behavior shows that 62% of the millennials surveyed actually prefer virtual stores over physical stores. 71% of the shoppers believe they will get a better deal online versus a physical store. And 72% of them actually said that they researched their options online before hitting an offline store. I think what's another interesting statistic here is that the phenomenon of window shopping sort of transcends from offline stores to the virtual store world as well, with 50% of the millennials that were surveyed claiming that they often browse through items, looking around without a necessary immediate intent to buy. But that behavior potentially would lead to impulse buys and top-of-mind recall for the product that they were looking at online. These statistics, coupled with the macro market dynamics of the e-commerce industry, paint a very clear picture of how important an online presence is for brands that sell products and that want to engage with their customers, sort of cutting across the physical and the virtual shopping world. Next slide. So let's take a closer look at who .store is for. While I think the extension is pretty self-explanatory, we have built out some actual use cases for a .store domain so that you as brand managers, as business owners, IP and marketing professionals, you can decide if .store is really an extension for your business and brand. Next slide. Synergist.Shore is for online shopping portals. It is for any retail brand or local SMB that is either already online or one that is currently only operating, let's say, in a physical store or via physical stores, but aspires to move into the online arena. Startups looking to get into the retail space and, of course, storage solution providers as well, where .store is a natural fit, you know, for what it stands for. Next slide. So while the store extension, you know, as is new, the usage of the word store is extensively seen by brands that have an online presence even today. Over 500, close to 500,000 names across .com, .net, .org, and .info that actually include the word store in them, out of which 350,000 names actually end with the word store, like, you know, like we have here, MicrosoftStore.com or DisneyStore.com. And it's not just domain names, but many existing URLs that, you know, brands use today have the word store in them. Like you can see what we've put down here, their store.playstation.com or Manchester United's store.manutd.com. So the usage of the word store as an online destination or, you know, to include it in the URL is already a common behavior. And we hope that .store will give that behavior further impetus. And through the next few slides, we've actually shown you what brands could potentially do with a .store domain. Next slide, please. So yeah, like I said earlier, brand managers as brand managers, consultants, you know, business owners, while .store is literally for anyone that wants to sell online, here are some suggestions and examples of what brands can potentially do with their .store domain. And it moves away from, you know, the direct use of it to other creative aspects and other creative use cases as well. I think it would give everyone a clearer perspective on what we can do with the extension. Next slide. So the .store TLD calls out exactly what customers can expect to find at this web address. If a customer is looking to buy something, then .store is a clear signal that they can find what they want here. Imagine a Gucci.store or a Gap.store. You don't need to really say much more than the name itself because it's obvious to the customer what they can expect to find at that URL. So if you are an existing business that already owns a domain and a website, you could use .store as a clear indicator to sort of direct your customers to the purchase section within your website. And if you are a business that is currently focused on, you know, more of a brick and mortar setup offline, I'm sure at some point moving into the online space has crossed your mind. You can venture online with a .store as your web address to attract more customers, reach a wider audience, and basically tell them that you're here to do business with your brand name, .store. .store could also help brands create a very memorable URL which is closely associated with their brand and something that they can use effectively as a direct call to action in all their online and offline marketing campaigns. So this could work across the web in, you know, the social media campaigns that you run, obviously on TV, radio, and print, where it's a memorable URL that you call out and that customers can go to directly. As examples, you can see what we have here. So DisneyStore.com could now be shortened to a more memorable Disney.store. Microsoft sells its apps on, you know, it's several folders down in terms of a URL. And it's not the most marketable URL, as you can see, but MicrosoftApp.store could be a direct call to action, a direct destination for someone to go and download the apps from, you know, Microsoft apps. Similarly, for Fitbit.com/store, Fitbit could simply use Fitbit.store, and you can see how these branding, you know, how this branding could work in all the campaigns that these brands could potentially run. Next slide. So the .store TLD, yep, just give me one second. Yep. So your corporate site and your online store are different, right? Many brands have their online stores along with their corporate websites as part of it, all approached from the very same web address, which is used as an entry point, after which visitors need to navigate to find the section that they really want to engage with or the section that they can actually buy stuff from. While .store gives you exactly what you need to differentiate the two. One website where visitors can learn more about your brand, you know, engage with the press and the people behind it, which is your corporate website, and then where customers can actually buy a web store for the products that you actually want to sell and showcase to them. For example, National Geographic, right? It showcases so much in terms of interesting stories, travel diaries, pictures they've taken, and so much more. And they also have a pretty elaborate section of products that they can sell. You know, branded items, prints of the great pictures they take, branded stuff like T-shirts and calendars. So National Geographic could actually use a .store domain to clearly demarcate their corporate site from their retail sales site. And all their marketing messages, and you know, both online and offline, that actually generate sales for them can take users directly to the .store address, creating a much more seamless experience for them. Similarly, brands like, you know, NBA, Lady Gaga, across all sort of industries, you know, whether it be sports or fashion or music, can all use a similar setup where they have a .store domain alongside the other domain names that they already manage. Next slide. And of course, .store can add more oomph to your brand. It can give you that extra bit of a differentiator that you need in this crowded e-commerce space. With a category killer domain name, you could dominate a product category and own the mindshare of the audience for that segment completely. Like Zappos could get something like a sneakers.store, or Adidas could get a fitness.store. You know, IKEA could look at a furniture.store. Nothing works better for a brand than actually being synonymous with the generic product category it wants to own, and .store gives you that extra edge that you need to own that category. Next slide. And of course, from a brand perspective, safeguarding your brand, reducing the counterfeit product list risk. Basically, being able to establish your .store address as the one and only official destination for your e-commerce storefront. You want to make sure that you have complete control and ownership of it, and reduce, you know, the strenuous, lengthy process that you might have to go through to recover a domain name if there was some sort of infringement on it. Next slide. So here are the launch timelines for .store. The Sunrise is already open, and we go on until Sunrise is open until the 5th of June, which is then followed by an early access phase that starts on the 14th of June. And this is basically for early adopters who want to get ahead of the race and secure their domains right up front. So you don't need an SMD file particularly for this phase, but if you believe that, you know, there is a particular name that you would like to get control of, because again, it resonates with the brand or the product category that you operate in, this would be the phase to look at getting names for yourself. And then we open with general availability on the 14th of June, which basically means names become available on a first-come, first-served basis for everyone. Next slide, please. Just explaining the phases a little better. Basically, for the Sunrise phase, you need to have a valid SMD file. So if you haven't already registered that with the clearinghouse, it would be a good time to start doing that. It is an end date Sunrise, which means that if we do receive multiple applications for the same domain name from several different valid trademark holders, then it would result in an auction, and the winner of that auction would basically get the domain name allocated to themselves. Like I said, the early access phase is for anyone that wants to get a good domain ahead of the race. Domains registered during this phase do attract a premium fee, which sort of reduces from day 7 all the way to day 1 as we approach general availability. And next slide. And yes, so here's a list of all the partners that we work with. We have several registrars and domain providers accredited with us at this point. So if these are among the registrar partners that you work with today, feel free to approach them and see what they have in store for you. And the list, you know, if you're looking at more registrars, you can also visit radix.website, and we have a complete list of partners that you could opt to work with on there. With that, it is a wrap from my side. If there are any other questions, I'd be happy to take them. Don't see anything. Probably not. Okay. Cool. So I think, you know, I hope that we have been able to give you a little more of an insight into the .store extension, and also given you, you know, more importantly, given you ideas on how you can use the name creatively. I think we're already off to a pretty good start with the Dot Store Sunrise. And I hope that as brands and businesses, you know, you too will see the value in adding Dot Store to your online presence. That's about it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you to the Trademark Clearinghouse again for helping us organize this.
Thank you, Nia, and thank you, everybody. As we mentioned, the recording and the slides will be sent out. If you should not receive a copy, please feel free to contact either Nia or the Trademark Clearinghouse. I will send you through the presentation. And with that, I want to thank everybody. A very good day. Thank you.